AJ Arumugam. He is from the Lansing-based business Social Tabs. AJ, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going?
Tell me, what is Social Tabs?
Social Tab was actually started about 3 years ago by a couple of buddies of mine from Michigan State, Justin and Roman. And, you know, it was kind of what we wanted to do is build social media products for pretty much the student audience and general audience and just, you know, help people out.
What types of things do you build?
So far, we built a product called StuForce. Right now, it's open for Michigan State University students. And essentially, what you can do there is kind of, you know, go online, meet other students, share class information, meet people that you can with similar interests and whatnot, and pretty much get to know the campus a little better.
So you're trying to kick a Facebook off the
face of the something like that. I mean, Facebook's pretty big now, so not exactly going that route, but you know, kind of like, you know, sharing notes and, you know, in that range.
What is the Net Coalition?
Well, the Net Coalition is a group of, there's actually a large group of companies that kind of got together. It has Google, Facebook, Twitter, a bunch of CEOs got together. It's against the SOPA bill that's coming out, the Internet Censorship Bill. So it's just, you know, a bunch of major players coming together, competitors in the same industry coming together against the SOPA thing.
Well, there are two bills that are before Congress, the Protect IP Act, which is called PIPA, and mm-hmm. the Senate and Stop Online Piracy Act, which is called SOPA. Now, they're right in the House, and from your perspective, the good and bad about these bills?
Well, obviously, they want to do this to protect censorship. I think one of the big things that they're trying to do is protect copyrighted material, kind of promote innovation and, give entrepreneurs a chance to succeed. I think that's what they want to try, but purely from a startup standpoint, which is what we are at Social Tab, you know, as a very young company with limited resources, we feel that it's going to do the exact opposite. Because when you have such bills in play, pretty much what you have to do is you have to keep a constant eye on the content that people post on our site. For instance, in StuForest, all these students are sitting there, you know, posting links, sharing information about their classes, talking to other students and whatnot. So if someone posts something on there that, you know, goes against, you know, without giving credit to the site that they grab it from, then we would be held liable for it. So as a startup company, we have to constantly monitor it. I mean, we have things in check. We have automated systems in check and flagging systems in check that check all these things. But the problem arises in that we need more manpower, we need more resources to actually check all this content, where we'd rather sit there and, you know, develop and innovate and continue, you know, kind of promoting the product. Because right now our plates are full, so if you add another task on top of it to actually get on there and, start monitoring all this stuff, we just think it's going to be a little too much for us. And, you know, you have to start hiring more people just for that task itself.
YouTube could be shut down under these bills if someone were, for example, to upload a video sing-along with a top 40 song. Facebook could be shut down if any user were to post a link to copyrighted material without permission. Newspaper sites could be shut down if a commenter posts a copyrighted photo, so on and so forth. Didn't the authors of these bills think about these details?
I'm not sure is the thing. I think one of the big things is when I was personally researching into this bill, because, you know, as a tech company, it came to my attention that this is the same kind of bill that, you know, China has an effect, that a lot of other countries that have an effect, India has an effect, that kind of, you know, they have the ability to block the DNS or the IP of that company, of that site that's actually infringing on these links. So I'm not sure what they thought about when they were building it, but I think one of the biggest problems is that just the general population doesn't have an idea. I just recently graduated from Michigan State, so I was talking to my roommates about this, and honestly, none of them had any idea that this was happening until, you know, I brought it to their attention. And I think that's what the biggest, you know, problem is with the SOPA and PIPA bill, is that just the general public doesn't have an idea about the pretty much the implications of what could happen if this actually passes.
From your perspective, could something have been done legislatively to protect copyright infringement, yet leave the flexibility that small companies like yours need?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest push that's happening with the SOPA thing is actually coming from the music industry. They're just getting probably tired of people downloading their music and whatnot. I think what they should have done is probably, you know, gotten together and kind of went that route instead of just a generalized internet censorship. This is my opinion of what should have happened.
All right. What are your plans, AJ? What are you and your coalition going to do to combat these two bills?
Well, I think one of the big things is, you know, getting the word out. As you said, this is kind of, you know, in partnership with Google and the Net Coalition. So I think one of the big things is, you know, getting the word out to the general public, showing them the implications of actually how dangerous this is. Because as you said, you know, just a little bit of infringing links in YouTube, Google, Facebook, all these major players are, you know, at effect, including small players like us, which is what concerns us. Because I think this bill was actually drafted to promote innovation and promote small businesses, but I think it's going to do the exact opposite. And I think just as a, you know, to the general public, I think this is a huge, huge issue, and I think we need to look into it.
You know, people can look these topics up online if they want. I read a New York Times op-ed called SOPA, Stop the Great Firewall, so they can go to the New York Times to check that out. So, AJ, stay in touch with us. Keep us up to date with your efforts dealing with these two bills. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tony.